Decker Zero. The words pulled up a memory so vivid that Teffinger felt he was actually there. It was last July. The sky was dark and moonless and dripped with a steady black drizzle. The world was nothing but shadows and shapes. Teffinger was in the tundra, parked with the engine off in the old abandoned warehouse district down by the South Platte. A curvy little thing named Brooklyn was with him. She was wildly drunk, and her skirt was hiked up to her waist. Teffinger had his lips to hers when something strange happened. The shadowy shape of a naked woman ran past.
Help me! No!
She was shouting.
Oh, no!
She was
please
frantic.
Stay away!
What the hell?
No, no,
then a man ran past, chasing the woman. He wore clothes. In his hand was a knife. The next moments were a blur. Teffinger was out in the weather, running through the dark with every molecule of force he had, shouting, "Stop!" By the time Teffinger closed the gap, the man had the woman on the ground. One hand gripped her hair with an iron fist. The other held a blade to her throat. Teffinger stopped 5 steps short and said, "Let's everyone calm down." The man said nothing.
"Help me,"
the woman said. Teffinger didn't move. "Just back off," he said. "I'll let you go." Silence. "Just back off and go home. No one's going to hurt you." Suddenly, the man's arm moved. The woman gargled and went limp. Then the man ran. Teffinger charged after him. The gap closed and he got a punch to the back of the man's head. They both went down. In that split second, Teffinger got a look at the face. It was someone he knew. It was a guy named Decker Zero. Then a punch landed to his head with the force of a freight train, and colors exploded inside his skull.